A tiny Ukrainian language newspaper in the San Francisco Bay Area has become an important resource for Ukrainian Americans and immigrants there. It covers news from the home country and raises money for victims of the war. Chloe Veltman of member station KQED reports.
Copies of the monthly newspaper, Hromada, can be found at around a dozen locations in Northern California. There's a pile on a small wooden table as you step into the Immaculate Conception Ukrainian Catholic Church in San Francisco. Orest Belitsky moved to the US from Ukraine in the early 1990s. Over coffee and pizza in the church basement after a recent Sunday service, the regular Hromada reader tells me the mainstream US media has been too focused on the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine.
It's quite shocking and quite depressing too.
In contrast, he says, Hromada offers clear-eyed political analysis from trusted sources on the ground in Ukraine, like nationally renowned journalist and regular Hromada contributor Vitaly Portnikov.
He analyzes a little bit different, so it's much more sober.
Also attending this church is Lydia Stojkovic. She uses Hromada to keep up with news and local events through its monthly print run of 1,000 copies, as well as its more frequently updated online and social media channels.
Hromada helps unite, spread the message, and give a voice to a lot of the people who are here.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, California has around 60,000 Ukrainian immigrants, the second largest population in the country after New York. Yet there are far fewer Ukrainian media outlets on the West Coast than there are on the East. Hromada not only covers the news, but it also promotes fundraisers and protests against Russian aggression. Stojkovic says this effort has been crucial.
Having local activities, local events be publicized is critical and what people in California want, on the West Coast want to hear, because this is where we are, this is where we can take action, this is where we can help.
Our priority is to unite community and to serve community.
That's Lessa Castilla. Hromada's co-founder and editor-in-chief says she got the idea to start a Ukrainian language newspaper not long after Russia annexed Crimea in 2014 and things started to destabilize in her home country.
Our newspaper is something that I dreamed of starting because there was a need.
Hromada has closely followed and reported on the events unfolding in Ukraine ever since. It has also sent several $100,000 in aid back home since launching in 2017. Yet Castilla says the Russian invasion in late February still shocked her.
I couldn't imagine that Russia would start bombing Ukrainian cities on such a large scale.
The editor says she had just a few days to totally rethink the March edition. Correspondent Karina Nikitishna quickly filed a brand new story from her hometown of Kyiv. Here she is reading an excerpt from her March column, in which she describes what it felt like when the windows of her home first started to shake as bombs exploded nearby. Nikitishna just turned 21. She tells me she spent hours trying to buy a birthday cake for herself in Kyiv's empty grocery stores. In the face of this turmoil, she says the work she does for Hromada feels important.
To provide information for Ukrainian people overseas who are far away from their ancestral home and who need to know real news about what is going on in here.
The newspaper's name, Hromada, means community, and it provides a way for people over here to stay connected during this difficult time. For NPR News, I'm Chloe Veltman in San Francisco.